Boker Tov Rabotai, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Yitro. We are, you know, this is the parasha where Am Yisrael became a nation. A nation is born. All of the trials and tribulations for hundreds of years that Am Yisrael had gone through, and really the goal, the whole point of Briyat HaOlam, 2,448 years in the making, was to get to the moment of Matan Torah, when Am Yisrael accepted the Torah. And that's really what justified HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire creation, was the Torah being given to Am Yisrael. Rabotai, everybody knows the most famous person in the Torah Kedosha is Moshe Rabbeinu. That everybody knows. Of all the miraculous and unbelievable wonders that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and of all the titles we could have attributed to him, Adon HaNevi'im v'chule v'chule, what is Am Yisrael's constant, how do we call him? What is the endearing title that we always call Moshe? Of all of the things we could have called him, just what? Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeo, which means what? We could have called him Moshe HaNavi, which he was. Moshe HaGoel, Moshe HaMoshiach, which is all true. But time and time again, Am Yisrael and Chazal throughout the generations, how do we call Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeo. Not more, not Rabbeinu. In the Zohar HaKadosh, how does the Zohar constantly refer to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ra'aya Mehimna, the faithful shepherd of Am Yisrael. Well, what do you see? The greatest compliment, the greatest title that Am Yisrael could have given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is what we did, is that he's a Rebbe. A Rebbe. That's what it's all about. Moshe Rabbeinu was the liaison between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael to give over the Torah Kedosha. When back and forth, Hashem told Moshe, tell Am Yisrael this. He took back the answer from Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Back and forth, this is what it was all about. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. There is a Gemara, famous Gemara, Masechet Eruvin, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Liban shel lishonim kefitcho shel ulam, veshel acharonim kefitcho shel hechal, ve'anu kimlo nekev macha tzidkit. Which means that the earlier generations, their heart was open so wide to understand the Torah, like the opening of the ulam, which was the widest part of the Beit HaMikdash. A generation or two afterwards, it became kefitcho shel hechal, which means what? Also wide, but a little bit narrower. And what's our heart like? Our heart with regards to Kabbalat HaTorah, to Yediat HaTorah, Havanat HaTorah, is how? Kimlo macha tzidkit, like the eye of a needle. Again, it raised my hand. Like the eye of a needle. You know that? Anyway, Bekitzur. And this is all in a matter of just a few generations. What happened? Because the Gemara is talking. Tanaim, Rishonim, Tanaim Acharonim, Amoraim. It went, the level dropped so much. And can you imagine, this is in days of Tanaim and Amoraim, that they're calling themselves, their hearts, like the eye of a needle. What about us? Forget it. There's another Gemara, famous Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, a few bit. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Im Arishonim Kimalachim, Anu Kivne Adam. If we look at the earlier generations of Chachamim, like angels, we have to look at ourselves like human beings. Ve'im Rishonim Kivne Adam, Anu Kachamorim. If we look at the earlier generations of Chachamim, like human beings, then perforce, we're going to have to be Chamorim. Velo kachamoro shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara says. Not, there's a miraculous thing, a miraculous donkey, not only Bilam's, but also the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So, right. Yeah. Rabotai, I ask you a question. If the disparity between Rebbe and Talmid, between one generation and another, is so pronounced, how is there ever supposed to be a connection between Talmid and Rebbe? You know, that's how the Torah is transferred. The Masorat HaTorah, the transmission and the tradition of the Torah is geboit. You know what geboit means?
Built.
Is built on. Is built or constructed on, established on that connection between Rebbe and Talmid. But if the Gemara is busy telling us that the disparity is so great, how are we ever supposed to understand, connect to, relate to a Rebbe? And if this is the disparity,
Rabbi, isn't the rabbi
expected to come down. Moshe was told red.
But die.
So it is part of the rabbi has to go down to the level
of the But even so, there's
stillness.
A natural progression of events which causes this disparity. So how is it supposed to work? Listen to this. In his, you know, characteristic brilliant manner, Agon Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichot Musar says something unbelievable. Watch what he says. There's a Gemara. We just saw it not long ago. About 2 weeks ago, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet in Megillah, the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says that one time Rav Huna, who was a Talmid of Rav, came before Rav, and he was wearing a belt that was made of reeds, which means not instead of a cloth belt or a leather belt, he was wearing a reed belt around his waist. Rav asked him, Maihai, what's going on? Why are you wearing that? He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, Rav Huna was very poor. He says, I couldn't afford wine for Kiddush V'Avdalah, or it says just Kiddush. I couldn't afford wine for Kiddush. So I sold my regular belt to be able to purchase a little bit of wine for Kiddush. Rav, his Rebbe, was so impressed by this action, he gave him a bracha. He told him in Aramaic, he says, Yira avad titom b'shirai. He says, Yira tzon, that you should be covered in clothing. What does that mean? What did he mean to say?
Silk, was it necessarily?
Silk. Yeah, he says, he gave him a bracha that he should become filthy rich. What happened afterwards, the Gemara says, is that one time, sometime later, Rav Huna was marrying off his son. And at the wedding hall, Rav Huna came. Rav Huna was very short. And he came to the wedding hall a little bit early before the chuppah, and he lay down to take a nap. I guess this was in the preparation room for his daughters and daughters-in-law. So they came in, they didn't see him. They were wearing all sorts of silk garments, and they didn't see him lying on the bed because he was so short. What did they do? They took off all of their silk garments getting ready for the wedding, and they threw it on him while he was sleeping on the bed, thereby causing him to be covered in silk garments. See what happened? What happened? Rav's bracha.
But you missed it.
Nachon. Rav's bracha came true. Even though he didn't get rich, but the bracha came true. So it came.
Wouldn't it have been
Rav,
better for him to become filthy rich?
Takshiv, mami. Takshiv. So he says, it came back to Rav that this is what happened, and Rav got upset at Rav Huna. He says, why? Even though my bracha wasn't fulfilled the way I thought that he would become rich, but if my bracha was so powerful that this is what happened, at that moment when it came to fruition, Rav Huna should have said, V'chein lemor. You should have said, for Rebbe as well, you should be gebenched. Yeah, V'chein lemor, same to you. Yeah, why didn't you say that? The Bach on the spot, Hagaota Bach, Rav Bayit Chadash, he writes on this Gemara, even though Rav Huna had no purpose in this fulfillment of the bracha, how much do you think Rav Huna benefited from being buried in clothes? Nothing. But when you see this happen, he says that must mean that specific moment was an et ratzon. And since it was an et ratzon, he should have said v'chein lemor to boomerang the bracha back to Rav. Over there, the bracha, when it came back to him, it could have been not just, you know, of no benefit. Over there, when you boomerang the bracha back to the person who gave it to you, over there can actually bear fruits and be quite beneficial. It's an unbelievable thing. What do you see from here? That when there are, we find this many times also. There's another Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Zayin, very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, it's machloket whether or not he was the son-in-law or father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochanan. Machloket. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara says, was one time engaged in Pidyon Shvuim. He went to go redeem a Jew to get him out of captivity. And he got to Nehar Ginai, the Ginai River, and he couldn't cross. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, he was a Tana, he spoke to the river. He says, I decree upon you, he says, I'm on my way to do a mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim. He says, I decree that you split. And it split. Yeah. That's no qualms about that. What happened was that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was traveling with other people, two other people. What happened? The river was about to come back to itself. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair spoke to it and said, listen, I have another Jew who's traveling with me. he's going to plant wheat for matzah. He's going also to do a mitzvah. I want you to remain split for him too. The river said, Besedin. Then what? There's an Arab who is traveling with them as well in their, convoy. So the Rabbi Pinchas told the river, he says, I want you to remain split for him too, even though he doesn't have a zechut, but so he shouldn't say, oh, look, this is what the Jews do to those who travel with them. And the river stayed split for him too. What do you see from here, Rabbi? Forget about the Arab who certainly didn't have any zechut. But in general, even the Jew who was going to do mitzvah, we don't find the Jews going to do mitzvah have a right to split the sea or to split the river. Rather, why did the river remain split for that Jew? Only because of whom? Only in the zechut of Rabbi Pinchas. He deserved it. That person and even the Arab were tagalongs to his zechut. There's a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim Daf Lamed Chet. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Lo nitna Torah ela leMoshe ulZer'o. The Torah was only meant to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu and his descendants, not to Am Yisrael. UMoshe nahag ba tovat ein untana liYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his generosity, gave it as a gift to Am Yisrael. VeAlav haKetuv Omer, this pasuk in Mishle, Tov ein hu yevorach. A person who's generous, a person who has good eyes, will be blessed. The Rosh and other Mefarshim explain, what are you talking about? Of course, Am Yisrael had to get the Torah. So what does it mean that Hashem only meant to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? What does that even mean? So he explains that the Pimpula Torah, which means the deep analysis, the rummaging, Yuna Torah, was meant only to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu and not to the rest of Am Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his generosity, gave it to Am Yisrael. What does that mean? Am Yisrael were zochet to pilpul Torah through whom? Moshe Rabbeinu being the tzinor, being the pipeline between Am Yisrael and Aviyem Shebashamayim. You see from here one thing, Rabotai. Many times the Rebbe is zochet to very deep levels, great levels of Kabbalat Torah, Havanat Torah. Sometimes the Talmidim, many times the Talmidim aren't on that level. But you know what? You know why they are zocheh? By attaching themselves, cleaving to a Rebbe, they're zocheh to levels and to yediot, to growth that they otherwise may not have been eligible for had they been alone. But by sticking to a Rebbe, even though they themselves may not be worthy of it or been able to understand, but by sticking to a Rebbe, there's zochet to things that otherwise they wouldn't be able, just because of the Rebbe, just because they're attached to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the pipelines of Shefa in Torah, and Yirat Shamayim, and Derech Eretz, that otherwise, maybe if they were on their own, they would not. That's the benefit. That's why the Masoret of Am Yisrael is always Rebbe to Talmud. You know why? Because that is, sometimes you won't be able to reach your fullest potential because you're not ra'u, you're not worthy of being there. But because of the Rebbe, Hashem says, well, if you're attached to him, when it rains, it pours, right? Ner le'echad, ner le'me'ah. One candle lights up, and the Torah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Torah is light. When you have one candle, the same light that the candle provides for one person, it can provide for 100 people. That is the segula of Am Yisrael always sticking to the Rebbeim through thick and thin, because really, everything that we have, all of our atzlacha in Torah, in Yirat Shamayim, and Avodat Hashem, comes through that relationship that we have, that special bond that we have with the Rebbe. That's where we get everything that we have. So a person should make sure, especially on these Shabbatot of Matan Torah, to cherish, to thank, to realize the zechut of having a Rebbe. There are some people who don't have Rebbeim, and those people are very, very misguided. I know a lot of people out there, and so do you, that really could have been much greater than they were. Sometimes even Talmidei Chachamim, but because they weren't zocheh to build a kesher, to build a bond with a Rebbe, they went off and they stayed confused and they weren't able to realize the essence of the Torah. When a person has a Rebbe, even if he's not necessarily on the highest level, even if the student, I'm saying, is not on the highest level, just that connection to the Rebbe gives him that opportunity, the segula, to reach heights in Torah that he otherwise never would have found. So, Rabotai, it's today is we'll make this happy Rebbe's Day. Okay, this is Rebbe's Day of Am Yisrael. Erev Parashat Yitro, Erev Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. Of all of the titles we could have given him, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a Rebbe. That's the greatest title. That's the greatest compliment. He's a Rebbe. He's the one who brought us the Torah from the Shamayim, Rabotai. Happy Rebbe's Day. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Stay warm. Hatzlach Rabba.
Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi Elbaz.
Yes.
The same way, sometimes it is the chutzpah.